All right, let's pause up to Sean Payton.
Obviously, an exciting win. It's a good team, real good team. Game went back and forth. We expected it to be something that was hard fought, you know, that went into the fourth quarter. The momentum kind of shifted, obviously. I felt like we had it early. They had it most of the second half, and then we were able to get it back and secure the win. Any questions?
You a little cold?
A little bit, but all right. Not bad.
A good cold? With everything sewn up, should we expect some of the starters to get some rest next week?
We'll see. We'll keep you posted.
Could you describe just the emotions of the earning that number one seed?
With just winning, you know, I think, look, these wins are what you get addicted to. Really, though, it's that feeling of, you know, the week is a grind. There's a lot of work that goes into it. Obviously, it's more difficult when you put in those hours in the practice and you don't have that immediate feedback with a win, you know, and that's what makes it more difficult. But when you're able to get a win, it's hard to get that feeling out of your system once you start doing it. And that's the one thing these guys have done a good job with. Coming up with plays when we needed it. We won a lot of different ways this year. And, you know, I'm proud of this team. They've showed a great resolve, dealt with injuries. We dealt with all the, you know, adversity you might have in a long season. And, you know, that was kind of the second step, if you will, winning your division as a goal that you set at the beginning of the year, and then certainly helping your seed out. Man, it was a big time play. It's good. It's a real good offense. You know, we knew statistically it was going to be a game that you had to handle situations in an aggressive way because it was a team that conversely was going to be able to score. And, you know, we made enough of those plays.
Is there something to all the fumbles you guys have forced this year? Is that something you worked on?
Listen, it's not just accident. That's just not coincidence, you know. And when you don't get them, it's not an accident either. So I think it's a credit to the coaches and the players for hustling, because it takes – but I think it's part of our jobs.
What about stopping the fake punt there?
It was a big play. It was close. Gutsy on their part. You know, when the one guy goes in motion, you start looking. And I had an angle where – but it was it's the second time this year, you know, in big games against the Rams also.
Were you kind of expecting it?
The fake punt? Not necessarily, no. I mean, look, you go into a game like that and you cover the shifts, the motions, and you still have to defend it. And it was a good play.
How impressed are you with this team, the way they've had like kind of diverse wins where they've been blowouts? Well,
I just said it. You know, we've won in different ways. So that's our league. You know, it's tough each week. You know, these guys are, you know, a real good opponent. And you know, a team that really has been in some close games, talking about Pittsburgh. So it's a good win.
What did you think of Ted today, especially that big catch you made on
Thursday? It was huge. It's a big play for us, third and long. It was great to have him back. You know, it's a testament to him, you know, going through the scope and, you know, kind of right there at the end, feeling like, man, you know, is this going to be it? And, the results were good. They felt positive he'd be able to come back, and he helped us today.
Does he open things up for you as a play caller in a different way than other guys do?
Well, there's a presence with him, and he can run, obviously. I mean, shoot, we had him down the field on a double move earlier. We just didn't, you know, hold up in the protection. But, yeah, he's a threat, and he's also someone the guys believe in. And that third down call now, that play he makes and the throw Drew makes you know, it was a great snap of protection, and that was a significant play. If we were looking at about four or five of them, that was one of them.
How big of an advantage is it? I know every team wants to play at home in the playoffs, but to play here in the playoffs, how big of an advantage do you think?
We'll see. You know, listen, it's more of an advantage than going on the road, but it's good to play home. You know, we feel like we've got a good home field advantage, but still about, you know, executing and all the details that go into winning. So we've played well on the road as well.
Sean, if you choose to rest your starters, how much can this offense?
Like I said, I'll get with you on it. I'll get with you on it. All right.
How much do you marvel?
Huh?
How much do you marvel at some of the plays Antonio Brown's made?
He's a great player. He's a great player. Transitionally, he can sink his hips and turn and Schuster, and that's a real good offense and a real good defense. So, when you went through, you get this late in the season, you get a lot of film on them, and almost every other snap, there's a zone pressure. That's kind of what they do, and we made enough plays against it.
Back in those zones, is that something that is easy to get confused by if you aren't?
Yeah. I mean, they're getting to areas. It's a pressure and replace, and so, look, it started there. I mean, what we're talking about started there in the, late '80s, early '90s. Dick LeBeau, the very first time the two linebackers came and the end dropped, it was like we split the atom. I remember looking at it. I was at college on a visit there, and I'll never forget it. Old Rod, Coach Earhart was there. Bill Cowher was the head coach, and Dick LeBeau. And they were the first team to really start bringing people from one side and dropping guys that otherwise would rush from the other. And we were young college coaches. And at the last meeting, we were there for 2 days, and Earhart drew this front up and drew up this fire zone and said, this is what's coming. It was 1993, 94. And I think we stared at it for 10 minutes like, how do we handle, it broke down a lot of the protections that, some of the West Coast offenses ran. It was troublesome.
What did you see on Taysom's pick?
Pardon?
What did you see on Taysom's pick?
The ball got a little high on him. I felt like it was a little bit higher than we had planned. It was a great play by the safety.
Any sense of what went wrong in the black field door?
No, we'll see the film and make sure we get it corrected. Anything else? All right, thanks.